Welcome back to the Global OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the third day of the month of Av. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. As I mentioned on Friday, I would like to note that one of our very special and incredibly dedicated callers are sponsoring today's call in memory of their granddaughter. The art site was actually yesterday, but as we do not have the program on Sundays, I would like to acknowledge it now. This call, our tefillot that are recited together, and the Torah learned by each of us, Lel Nishmas Malka Bracha Basa Rav Shimon Chaim, Marina Miriam. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Aaron Liebtag of Congregation KJBS in Lincolnwood, Illinois, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Liebtag fully reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach Lecholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Liebtag.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman. It's a pleasure to be able to join you once again, and a tremendous credit to the OU for everything that they do, and including for this unbelievable daily chizuk. I wanted just to share a thought about Tisha B'Av, especially in light of some of the unfortunate tragedies that have happened in the past few months. But the rabbis tell us about the great Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was once in the presence of the Caesar, and a Tzaduki, a person who only believes in Torah Shebichtav, and the written Torah passes by, and he turns away from Rabbi Yehoshua. So he says, a heretic passes by, Amadena Hadrinu Mari La'ape Mine. He says, your God has turned away from you. So Ach Vele, Rabbi Yeshua responds, Yado Netuya Aleinu, his hand is outstretched over us. So the Kesar says to Rabbi Yehoshua, what's happening here? So he says that this guy is telling us that our God has turned away from the Jewish people. And I responded to him that no, God's hand is still welcoming us. It's outstretched. And in fact, the Gemara says that when this Tzaduki cannot explain this exchange, the Caesar hasn't executed. But what's happening in this story? What is the message of Rabbi Yehoshua giving to the Caesar as a reminder that God did not forsake his people? Now, usually when we talk about Tisha B'Av, and it's an important piece of Tisha B'Av, of course, we focus on the tragedies and the challenges that have happened to the Jewish people. From one exile to the next, from one persecution, from one kinah to the next, to the Greeks, to the Babylonians, to the Romans, to a pogrom, to an inquisition, to an expulsion, to whatever it was. But we tend to miss what Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi was reminding the Caesar and reminding the Jewish people. Explains the Beis Halevi. The heretic was telling this Rabbi Yehoshua and the Caesar that God has left. He gave up. He no longer cares about the Jewish people. He turned his face away from them. And Rabbi Yehoshua responds, of course not. God still cares about us. His arm is outstretched. He's reaching out. He's covering. He's bringing us in. And we know that his arm is always outstretched. But he's reaching for us. Even if we don't see it, even if it looks difficult, even if we experience challenges. That's what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what God is doing. It's how the Dubna Magid explains our exile. Why is God pursuing us relentlessly? And he says there are two types of pursuits. One is chasing someone to get out of here. I'm going to chase you away. And one is chasing someone, come back here. I want you to come back. Don't go too far. God might have chased us and continues with a vigor, but it's not because he's chasing us away. He wants to bring us back. over Tisha B'Av, we tend, as we'll do in Shul and as we'll do wherever we may be in our communities, to focus on the tragedies and what's happened, whether with the Churban, the Beis HaMikdash, the destruction of the temple, whether with the removal of the Shechina, whether with the terrible things that have happened to Jews throughout history, which we will all talk about over Tisha B'Av. But at the same time, we pick ourselves up, we remind ourselves, even if we can't always feel it, that God's outstretched arm is always surrounding us. It's why we ended Tisha B'Av, and the morning at least, not with the sad kinos, but with the tzion kinos, the positivity, understanding that we have a Yerushalayim, we will once again have a more beautiful Yerushalayim like we have now, rebuilt, better than it was. It's a reminder of the dreams of tzion and they becoming a reality. And I will just end with an amazing story. On the great Panovich Yeshiva in Bnei Brak, there is a pasuk, you can Google it, you can Google image it, from Sefer Ovadia, Ubar Tzion Tia Pleta Vayu Kodesh. But on Tzion, there will be deliverance and holiness. It's a strange pasuk for a yeshiva. You don't have that on your Aron Kodesh in your shul, I would imagine. Rabbi Lau, in his book, Out of the Depths, explains that he once asked the Panovich Rav, Rabbi Yosef Kahaneman, what's happening here? The Panovich Rav explained, the Panovich Rav was an amazing person who built up orphanages, took in Jews after the Shoah, was even somewhat of a Zionist. And he says that, he explains, he was a student of the Chafetz Chaim, who died in September of 33. And 8 months earlier, Hitler had come to power, Yimach Shemo, and he started his plan already to annihilate the Jewish people. And everyone was wondering what was going to be. The Chafetz Chaim in his last days of his life was troubled by what's happening in Europe. And Rav Yosef Kahaneman was one of those who attended him while he was in his last days of his life. Being a Kohen, the Panovich Rav knew he couldn't stay in the room as the Chafetz Chaim took his last breath. But he draws in Rav Yosef Kahaneman at 96 years old, the Chafetz Chaim, and he quotes this pasuk about Tzion Tia Pleta Vayu Kodesh. This is what he tells Rav Yosef Kahaneman. Even in 1933, the Chafetz Chaim knew the Jews would be safe in Israel. And he says, Rav Kahaneman, that was my dying will of my Rebbe, the Chafetz Chaim, and my yeshiva in Bnei Brak is the fulfillment of that vision. As we'll mourn and as we'll be sad on Tisha B'Av, we will also reflect and we'll get up from our mourning with a renewed sense of connection, of nechama, as the halacha tells us, to be consoled and comforted by the fact that even as we mourn, we get up, we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand is always, always outstretched over us. We'll continue now with the Tehillim. Lamanatseach, Mizmar LeDavid, Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yitzagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Mitzion Yisodecha, Yizkar kol menachosecha v'yolatcha yedash nesela yitein lechol chilvavecha v'chol atzatzecha yimalei nirad anabi shuvasecha uv'shem eloheinu nidgol yimalei adonai kol mishalosecha ato yodati ki yoshi adonai mishicha yaneo mishamei kocho bigboros yishai yimino ein lev arecha v'ein lev asuste v'nachtem mishem adonai eloheinu nazkir Hey, Makaru, Vinafalo, Vanach, Nam Kamna, Vinisodan, Adonai Yoshia, Melech Yane, Noviom, Kareno. Chav Gimel 23, Mizmar LeDavid, Adonai Roi, Loasar, Vinos Desha, Yarbi Tseini, Alme Menuchos, Yenaleni, Nafshi Yeshove, Garechimi, Vimagale Tzedek, Laman Shemo. Gam kile begeitz amaves to ira ra ki atoi madi shiftecha mishantecha heima yenachamuni taroch lefanai shulcha neged tzoreroi dishanto v'ashem en roshi kosti rivaya achtova chesed yirdefuni kol yemei chayoi mishavti reis adonai liorech yamim Kuv Chaf Aleph 121 Shir Lamalos, Esa Inayel Ha'arim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri, Me'im Adonai, Osei Shamayim Varet. Al Yitein Lamot Raglecho, Al Yonum, Meshomer Eva. Hinei, Lo Yonum, Lo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Yishomerecha, Adonai Tzilecha, Yad Yeminecha, Yomam HaShemesh Layakeka, Miareach Baloyla, Adonai Yishmarcha Mikora, Yishmar Esav Shecha, Adonai Yishmar Teizcha Voecha, Me'atav Yad Olam, Kuf Lamed. 130. Shir HaMalos, Mimah Makim, Karasicha Adonai, Adonai, Shemavikoli, Tianos, Nechokashuvos, the cold afternoon. Imavonos, Yishmarya, Adonai, Miyahamor. Kiemechas, Licha, Laman, and Tivare. Kivese, Adonai, Kivesa, Navshi, Velizara, Okoti. Navshi, Adonai, Mishamarim, Laboker, Shomarim, Laboker. Yachel Yisrael, Adonai, Gvadonai, Aches, and Varbeim, Ophidus. Behu Yivdes Yisrael Mikol Avonosav. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzhak V'Yakov Moshe Aaron David Ushlomo Yivarech V'Rapeh Asav Cholim. Amakom Yerachim Aleyam Yotim Yerachim 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 Yerachim
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Lieptag. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered, L'Torah for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as you'll hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Benjamin Samuel of Congregation Shari Tefillah in Boston, Massachusetts. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.